ready for High School Baseball Live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton School, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, it's High School Baseball right here on WKHM.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of High School Baseball. Today we bring you live coverage of the 2025 Division III District 83 Baseball Tournament at Clinton High School. Starting with the Grass Lake Warriors and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles in the District Semifinals. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me today. As both teams able to get warmed up, able to get started here. Winner of this game will be taking on the Clinton Red Wolves, as Clinton with a big-time win over a tough Green Hills school, 5-2 in the first game today of the district tournament. And once that game ended, Grass Lake showed up pretty early, and then Columbia Central, they were still showing up. They showed up probably about an hour ago, and both teams, once they got the field all ready, all good to go, able to get both teams warmed up and out there, both teams lined up ready for the national anthem here shortly. As they, of course, do the starting lineups here for both these teams. We're going to step aside back in 60 seconds. When we come back, we'll get starting lineups and first pitch right here on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You're listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Clinton High School for today's district baseball coverage. The semifinals followed by the district finals. First matchup today, the Grass Lake Warriors against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Thanks for joining me here on WKHM, as Grass Lake, they will be the home team for this game. So Columbia Central will be taking to the plate first. As we go through the starting lineups today, first up for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, it'll be the starting pitcher Nick Wilding, followed by the left fielder Chase Ducate, shortstop Connor Renfro, third baseman Lucas Calhoun, first baseman Tyler Ladd, catcher Blake Hoskins, second baseman Noah Dankert, center fielder Peyton Denning, and the right fielder Dylan Hammond. And currently warming up on the mound for the Grass Lake Warriors, it's Colin Knight. As we go through their batting order as well, it'll be the shortstop Luke Guthrie, followed by the first baseman Sal Vitale, center fielder Jacob Collins, third baseman Braden Lape, left fielder Bryant Cook, starting pitcher Colin Knight, right fielder Gavin Killinger, designated hitter Manny Schifrin, and the second baseman Cameron Prater, with Chase Laughlin doing the catching. In the regular season, Grasslake 30-4 overall, one of the top-ranked teams in Michigan Division III, putting together a very strong season and able to get that district first-round matchup win on Tuesday 4-1 over Manchester. Meanwhile, Columbia Central 24-9 on the season. They had their last regular season matchup on Tuesday against Tecumseh. Big 4-2 win there for the Golden Eagles. Colin Knight going through the last of his warm-up pitches. Grasslake wearing their home white uniforms with navy numbers. The navy ball cap with the white front, the GL logo on there. Columbia Central, meanwhile, their navy uniforms with gold numbers trimmed in white. The navy ball caps with the gold CC logo on them. And that'll do it for Colin Knight's warm-up pitches. Ready to get the first inning underway. Brought to you by Tuttle Concrete. So already a pitcher versus pitcher matchup here to get us going in this one. Nick Wilding steps in for Columbia Central. Pretty fair temperature today. A little bit of a chilly wind at times. Most people in a hoodie today. Mostly cloudy skies. Just under 60 degrees. Wind up in the pitch. That one misses inside, and it's ball one. Game officially underway here at the home of the Clinton Red Wolves. Again, Clinton with a big 5-2 win in their semifinal matchup over Green Hills. Next pitch, swinging a foul tip behind, evening the count at one apiece. Important for Grasslake. Try to get out of this inning quickly, try to get to the plate. Meanwhile, Columbia Central, they have to play on their A game. This is a team that they've struggled against, not only this season, but in the last few seasons. This very good Grasslake program overall. Got another pitch in there. That one misses as well. Inside part of the plate, 2-1 for this left-handed leadoff hitter, Nick Wilding. Knight ready to go. Here's the 2-1 on its way. Fastball high. 3-1, good chance for Wilding here. Try to get on base. Try to set the table for this Golden Eagles offense. 3-1. Swinging a fly ball going to right center field. This one deep, and that one is over the fence and gone. Leadoff bomb. Nick Wilding. And just like that, it's 1-0 Columbia Central. What a way to get things going here. My, oh my. So there's his team celebrating with him just outside the dugout on the right-hand side. Nick Wilding. Solo home run, which means he, of course, bats himself in for our first RBI presented by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Now at the plate, it's the left fielder, Chase Duquette. First pitch misses high for ball one. And that's what happens when you get ahead in the count as the hitter. You know there's a good chance, especially in those 3-1 counts, pitcher's trying to get the count full. Going to get something there. But unfortunately for Colin Knight, a little bit too much of the plate. Next one, swing, line drive, center field. That one finds the grass in the outfield here at Clinton. And it's a single for Chase Duquette. So two batters, two hits, already 1-0 for Columbia Central. That brings in the number three hitter, shortstop Connor Renfro. So Nick Wilding, of course, the solo home run to get things going. Chase Ducate following that up with a single in this first inning presented by Tuttle Concrete. Now a pickoff throw at first. Ducate diving back in. Connor Renfro, the right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher. First pitch, that one misses low and away. Good amount of people traveling for both schools for this district tournament. Again, mostly good weather today as we got a swing and we got a pop to the shallow center field. Actually, well into center field there as Collins out there to make the catch. Four out, number one. One looked initially like it was just going to be popped right there to second base, but maybe getting some help from the wind there. Columbia Central with a runner on first with one out. 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning presented by Tuttle Concrete. Now Lucas Calhoun at the plate. Third baseman, fastball misses high for ball one. Columbia Central, this is as far as they made it last year, the district semifinals. He's got a fastball inside for ball two. A little bit of a back hop there for Calhoun. Getting out of the way of that one. 2-0 the count. Columbia Central beat Sand Creek in the district first round last year before falling to Onsted in the district semifinals. Next one is a swing and a pop foul on the right-hand side up and over the Columbia Central dugout. 2-1 the count. Colin Knight, fortunately, has struggled to get ahead in the counts here in the top of the first inning as we've got another pickoff throw at first. Ducate diving back in once more. Knight in the stretch. 2-1. Misses high. Stolen base attempt here. Throw to second. And got him. Phenomenal throw for Laughlin behind home plate. And Ducate out at second. Caught stealing. And the bases are now empty with two outs. Grass Lake defensively trying to finish the top of the first inning strong after that leadoff home run from Nick Wilding to put Columbia Central in front 1-0. Ball four, fastball above the zone. And it's a two-out walk. Runner on first now with two outs. 1-0 Columbia Central lead with the number five hitter, first baseman Tyler Ladd at the plate. Another right-handed hitter for Columbia Central. Wind up in the pitch. That one gets the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Knight ready to go once more on the hill. Quick glance over his left shoulder. 0-1 swing and a tapper. That one will roll foul along the third baseline as it's picked up by Braden Lape. Runs the count 0-2. Knight. An opportunity to get out of this inning. Again, not the start he wanted to get this thing going. Although, if he's able to get out of this right here, then Good job limiting the damage to just that one run. Columbia Central, again, those back-to-back hits, solo home run, Nick Wilding, and then the single from Chase Ducate. Swinging a tapper, this one going to second base. Prater pickup, throw to first is not in time. Close play there. Umpire right there making the call. And it's going to be an infield single for Tyler Ladd. Runners on first and second for Columbia Central. Two outs, 1-0 lead over Grass Lake in the top of the first inning, brought to you by Tuttle Concrete. This brings in the catcher, Blake Hoskins. So far for Columbia Central, three hits and a walk with a fly out and a caught stealing. Here's the next pitch. That one misses high above the zone. Knight ready to go once again. Now with two runners on to contend with. Constantly having a threat in this inning and unfortunately just falling behind in counts as he's going to throw this one, runs in and gets him. That one dings off the top of Hoskins' batting helmet. That's why they wear those things. And just like that, base is loaded. Two outs. 1-0 Columbia Central, but threatening to add on in the top of the first inning here. Now a mound visit here for Colin Knight and the rest of the Warrior infielders, trying to get everybody on the same page here, trying to get out of this bases-loaded jam. We did have bases empty with two outs. And then the walk to Calhoun, single for Tyler Ladd, infield single. And then now the hit-by-pitch for Blake Hoskins. Loading the bases, here's the number seven hitter, second baseman Noah Dankert. Trying to bring in some more runs after that leadoff bomb from Nick Wilding. For Columbia Central, again, got to jump out in front, got to put the pressure on Grass Lake early. Again, a team that's had their number this season and in the recent past, as this one's a swing and a pop behind home plate. And, wow, that one's going to be caught by the pitcher, Colin Knight, after the catcher, Laughlin, kind of lost it in the sky. And there is the third out. The base is loaded, stranded. And Columbia Central only able to score one after that leadoff home run from Nick Wilding. They end up with one run, three hits, no errors, three left on base. Columbia Central 1-0 over Grass Lake. Bottom of the first is next. Back in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
This summer, Grass Lake celebrates 13 years of Music in the Park. First and third Wednesdays, May through September, enjoy Music in the Park with Ghostwriter DJ and local live performances running 6:30 to 8 p.m. Also, enjoy the music market that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. For more information and a list of performers, check out the Grass Lake Music in the Park Facebook page or ghostwriterdj.com. We'll see you at the Events Park Pavilion this summer.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 Columbia Central over Grass Lake. Bottom of the first inning here in our district semifinals at Clinton High School. Connor Dockery with you. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to thank Tuttle Concrete and Ghost Rider DJ for helping to make today's coverage possible. Bottom of the first brought to you by Tuttle Concrete. It was a leadoff home run for Nick Wilding to get things going for Columbia Central in the top of the first. And here he is now on the hill trying to keep his team in front in the bottom of the first with Grass Lake. Their first turn at the plate led off by the shortstop Luke Guthrie. Wind up in the pitch, off speed. That one finds the zone for strike one. More people still filing in here as the next pitch on the way. That's off the plate for a ball. 1-1. Again, the original start time for this one penciled in for 1:30. We've got a line drive to right field. This one's deep and a leaping try. That one's over the glove of Hammond and heading for second. No, he's not stopping. He's going for third. Guthrie with a leadoff triple for Grass Lake. Nice contact. Knew it was going all the way to the fence right off the bat. And he didn't hesitate when rounding second. That's a good way for Grass Lake to try to respond to that one run top of the first by Columbia Central. And just like that, tying run 90 feet away with the first baseman Sal Vitale at the plate. First pitch is a swing and a foul tip behind. Wilding ready to go on the hill. Knight, again, taking his time in between pitches. Wilding just winds and deals. Now a grounder. This one goes to shortstop. About to throw to first, but then decides to make the play at third as Guthrie able to dive in safely. Renfroe had a tough decision to make, trying to potentially save the run and get the farther base runner out, and instead coming away with no outs. Runners on the corners with Jacob Collins at the plate. Wilding stepping off here. I think they were checking on Guthrie there at third. Maybe a little bit of a hard slide back in. Looks like he's good to stay in. First pitch for Collins. That one's in the zone for a called strike and an uncontested steal of second by Sal Vitale. Catcher Hoskins just didn't pull the trigger there. So now two in scoring position for Grass Lake. Trailing 1-0 here. Nobody out yet in the bottom of the first as we got a swing and a foul tip off to the left-hand side for Jacob Collins falling behind 0-2 with Nick Wilding searching for that first out. He's got to probably get a strikeout or an infield pop here if he wants to prevent a run from scoring. Swing and a line drive. This one to right center field. That one finds the grass. This game will be tied at least. Second runner coming in for the score, and Vitale's in there safely. Two-run double, Jacob Collins, just like that, vaults Grass Lake in the lead, 2-1 over Columbia Central in the bottom of the first. Two RBIs brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for Jacob Collins. Still nobody out with Braden Lape at the plate, number four hitter in the lineup. So far, two runs on two hits for Grass Lake, and then Sal Vitale able to reach on fielder's choice. With Columbia Central trying to get Luke Guthrie out at third on that play. First pitch in there, that one misses for ball one. Wilding really trying to get centered in here. A lot of good contact for Grass Lake now. Swing and a miss. Count even at one for Braden Lape. Quick glance at Collins at second. Winding the pitch. That one a wave and a miss. Off-speed delivery there. And now a late steal there by Collins after Hoskins threw back to Wilding on the hill. Collins now on third with nobody out. With Grass Lake up 2-1 here in the bottom of the first, presented by Tuttle Concrete at Clinton High School. Now a late swing and a miss, and that is the first strikeout for Nick Wilding, and also the first strikeout of the game, presented by Grass Lake Community Schools, the destination district in Jackson County. Just really getting him out of sorts on those off-speed deliveries. Leap way out in front. And there's the first out. Here's the number five hitter, left fielder Bryant Cook. Wind up in the pitch. That one floats above the zone. Ball one. Jacob Collins at third. A little bit of a lead, a little bit of a fake move there. Pitch through anyways, misses again above the zone for ball two. Collins at third, trying to get into Wilding's head. 2-0 on its way. Swing, short fly to right field. That one is going to be in the... Ooh, in and out. Good try there by the right fielder, Hammond, but that's going to fall in. And another run scores for Grass Lake. 3-1 lead with Bryant Cook now at first. Tried to play it back initially, then had to really run in there, Hammond in right field. And he tried to slide in, but just popped out of his glove. Now a pitch in, that one in for a strike, and then the stolen base of second base by Bryant Cook. Grass Lake just continuing to pour on the pressure, not only with a consistent stream of base runners, but basically always having runners in scoring position, just showing how deadly this batting lineup can be and has been all season. With Colin Knight at the plate behind 0-1, next pitch, that one misses low. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on second. 3-1 Grass Lake lead over Columbia Central in the district semifinals here at Clinton. Three runs on three hits in the inning for Grass Lake. Next pitch floats in, check swing, doesn't pull the trigger. And now we're going to get an appeal there at the second base umpire saying he didn't go. Two balls, one strike for Colin Knight. Next pitch. Swing and a chopper. This one going to short. Pick up, throw across the diamond to first is in time. And then trying to move up to third after the play. Good throw, and it's a double play for Columbia Central. So Colin Knight grounds out to Renfro, throw to Ladd to get the first out, and then Ladd throw across the diamond to Calhoun to get Bryant Cook trying to move up to third. And that's a nice double play for Columbia Central to get out into the inning, but unfortunately Grass Lake doing a lot of damage. Three runs on three hits, no errors, no one left on. 3-1 Grass Lake lead. Top of the second inning is next. In 60 seconds, you've got high school baseball on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-1, Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Now in the top of the second inning, brought to you by Ghost Rider DJs. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me on this slightly hazy Saturday afternoon here at Clinton High School. Again, mostly cloudy skies today, but the blue skies that we do see, a slight haze, of course, with those Canadian wildfires coming in. Expected to be a little bit hazy today. Grass Lake in Columbia Central jumped out in front with a leadoff home run for Nick Wilding. And they put on pressure the rest of that first inning, eventually had bases loaded, stranded. And then Grass Lake, consistent good contact, a consistent stream of runners in scoring position. Able to bring across three in that bottom of the first. Now Columbia Central trying to get back at it here. 8-9-1 due up in the inning. Led off by the center fielder Peyton Denning. Colin Knight ready to go. Wind up in the pitch. Pass ball misses low and away. 1-0. Columbia Central losing both games in the regular season to this Grass Lake team. Pitch in the dirt for ball two. Pretty recently as well, last Wednesday, May 21st. Then looking ahead to Clinton, who will be facing the winner of this game. Columbia Central split their doubleheader with Clinton to open the season on April 1st. 3-2 loss and a 5-2 win. This pitch in there, finding the strike zone. Wind up in the next delivery. This one is a fly ball to center field. Able to step back a few times and get under it for the catch. Jacob Collins for the first out. Gonna already have a pinch hitter here for Columbia Central in place of Dylan Hammond. It's going to be Camden Ducate. He was the one, again, trying to make that play in right field in that last inning. Nearly had a great catch, but not able to make the play. Potentially maybe getting hurt on the play. I'm not sure, but already a pinch hitter in their number 9 spot. The first pitch in there for strike one. So Ducate at the plate now. Line up in the pitch from Knight. Swinging a foul tip behind, falling behind 0-2. Colin Knight doing a good job after allowing that leadoff homer in the last inning. Kind of settling in. Columbia Central again able to get two more singles, but doing a good job to just limit the damage to just that one run. And now really finding the strike zone a lot more consistently in this inning, as the fastball this time misses inside to the lefty hitter. One ball, two strikes. Trying to retire his third hitter in a row dating back to the last inning. 1-2. Swinging a pop foul territory, and the third baseman, Braden Lape, able to shield off the hazy sky to make the play for out number two. This brings back the top of the order for Columbia Central with their pitcher, Nick Wilding. And he's the one who got the game started with that leadoff homer. And again, doing a good job in that plate appearance, being very patient, waiting for his pitch. Got ahead 3-1 in the count. And then Colin Knight getting a little bit too much of the plate. As the first pitch this time is a swing and a foul tip behind on that fastball, falling behind 0-1. Base is empty, two outs. 3-1 lead for Grass Lake over Columbia Central here in the top of the second inning. Brought to you by Ghost Rider DJ. Next one floats in, gets to the top of the zone, and it's strike two. Also like to thank Coldwell Banker, Beiswanger Realty Group, and Columbia Schools for their support in today's coverage. Knight looking to retire the side in order. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that's his first strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. And the side is retired. Retiring his last four hitters now, and dating back to the top of the first inning, and he keeps his Warriors in front 3-1 over Columbia Central. Bottom of the second inning coming up in 60 seconds. You've got high school baseball in the district tournament on WKHM.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Brewed
zero carbs
for what's
only 80 calories
next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next. Bud Light next. The first zero carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next. The first zero carb beer is here. Bud Light next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light next beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-1 lead, Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Now in the bottom of the second inning, brought to you by Ghost Rider DJ. Crazy action already today. Lewin Christie hosting their district tournament. Nearly falling to Hanover Horton. Losing most of that game and able to eventually tie the game in the seventh inning. Nate Hinckley, walk-off three-run home run to send Lumen Christie on to the district championship at home. Again, last year's state runner-ups nearly eliminated immediately here in the district semifinals. Anything can happen here in this great game as leading off is the right fielder Gavin Killinger for Grass Lake. Falling behind 1-2, now a grounder along the third baseline. Pickup throw to first is in time from Calhoun to Ladd to retire the leadoff hitter. Tough play, too. Again, just a slow roller just hugging that chalk on that third baseline. This brings in the number 8 hitter, designated hitter, Manny Schaefrin. Nick Wilding, of course, trying to settle in as well after allowing a little bit more contact than he wanted. In the bottom of the first inning, 3 runs on 3 hits, including a leadoff triple from Luke Guthrie and a 2-run double from Jacob Collins. Next one in there, misses again, 2-0 count for Schaefrin. Wind up in the pitch. Called strike one right down Main Street. Base is empty with one out. 3-1 Grass Lake lead in the district semifinals Winner takes on Quinton. This is a slow grounder to shortstop, but the pickup and throw to first in time from Renfro to Ladd for out number two. Now Nick Wilding an opportunity to get out of the inning in order. After Colin Knight was able to do so for Grass Lake. Cameron Prater, number nine hitter, at the plate now, and the first pitch misses for ball one. Wilding once more, 1-0. Trying to float one in, misses above the zone. Two balls, two strikes for Prater. Big spot here, trying to get on base with the top of the order lurking as we got a swing and a pop to shallow left field. Shortstop coming out. He's going to be shielded off by Duquette in left field, who comes in to make the catch. And the side is retired in order. Remains a 3-1 lead for Grass Lake. Heading towards the top of the third inning. Coming your way in 60 seconds, you've got the high school baseball district semifinals right here on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-1 lead, Grass Lake over Columbia Central here at Quinton. As we roll into the top of the third inning, brought to you by Coldwell Banker Beiswanger Realty Group. Lots of action there in the first inning for both teams. Lots of different base runners and... Of course, we saw that home run from Nick Wilding at that time putting Columbia Central up 1-0 to get the game going. Then the second inning, different story. Bottom of the order, neither team able to get anything going. Both teams retired in order in that second inning. So Columbia Central, another try here with the top of their order at the plate. 2-3-4 due up. Trying to get more offense going and trying to put more pressure on a Colin Knight like they did in that first inning.
Now batting number 17, Chase Duquette.
Left fielder Chase Duquette leading us off. 1-for-1 single in the first inning, but then was caught stealing. Colin Knight trying to clear the rubber there on the hill before getting ready to go. Wind in the first pitch of the inning. Fastball just low and in. 1-0 here for Duquette. I'd like to thank Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and Grass Lake Community Schools for their support in today's broadcast. As the 1-0 is going to be chopped here to short. Pick up, throw over to first in time. Guthrie to Vitale. For out number one.
Now batting number 13, Connor Renfro.
Connor Renfro, the shortstop. At the plate, 0-for-1. Flew out to center field in the first inning. At that time for out number two. Then it was after he was at the plate that Columbia Central trying to get some two-out magic going. Calhoun walked, Ladd with a single, and then Hoskins hit by a pitch as we've got a line drive that drops in left center field for a one-out single. Good throw back in, cutting him off, preventing him from getting a double there. He'll settle for a single. Fourth hit of the game for Columbia Central. And we'll see if this gets the Golden Eagles going. Just trying to keep the pressure on Knight. With Lucas Calhoun at the plate, third baseman for Columbia Central. Knight, quick glance over his left shoulder, wind up in the first pitch. Swinging a line drive, shallow right field. That one will drop ahead of Killinger. And it's back-to-back base hits on back-to-back pitches. Fifth hit of the game for Columbia Central. Trailing 3-1. They now got base runners on first and second with just one down. Tyler Ladd at the plate, who's 1-for-1 with that first inning single. But was stranded on the bases. Bases loaded. There, as a matter of fact, for Columbia Central. We've got a swing and a pop in foul territory on the right-hand side. And coming over to make the catch, first baseman Sal Vitale. Four out number two. Of course, not what you want to do when your team's trying to rally a little bit here. Still got Blake Hoskins right here. Hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. Runners on first and second. Two out now. 3-1. Columbia Central trailing to Grass Lake. Really crowding the plate. Now got a line drive to center field. Renfroe initially getting the green light to go home, but a great throw back in by Collins will cut him off at third. So it's just more station to station here for Columbia Central. Three singles in the inning. Bases loaded, two outs. Noah Dankert at the plate.
Now batting number 12, Noah Dankert.
Popped out to end the first inning. Which, once again, at that time, stranded the bases loaded, looking to avoid a similar fate. Base hit here would be huge for the Golden Eagles. First pitch looks at the fastball down Main Street for strike one. A lot more people here. You could see the stands there on Columbia Central side full. A couple people with camping chairs along the first base wall there, the fence, besides the Columbia Central dugout. Dankert stepping out of the box. Now back ready to go. Behind 0-1, next pitch, fastball misses inside, and it's 1-1. Columbia Central again only breaking through with that first inning leadoff home run from Nick Wilding. Threatening again here. 1-1. In the dirt, but a good block by Laughlin, preventing that from going to the backstop. Two balls, one strike for Noah Dankert. Knight falling behind here in the count. That was his problem there a little bit in that first inning, just falling behind in the counts, but try not to let that affect him here. Next one, that one gets the top of the zone. Count even, 2-2. Knight trying to get out of the jam. Second base is loaded jam that he's seen in this one. But trying to keep his team in front, 3-1. In the top of the third. Next one, swing and a pop to the right side of the infield and into the glove of the second baseman Prater. And once more, Noah Dankert pops out to strand the bases loaded for Columbia Central. And they still trail 3-1 to Grass Lake. Bottom of the third coming your way in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3-1 lead. Grass Lake over Columbia Central trying to add to that here in the bottom of the third inning, brought to you by Coldwell Banker by Zwinger Realty Group. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from Clinton High School for today's district tournament. Swinging a ground ball. That one sneaks up the gap for Luke Guthrie, leading us off for the Warriors. 1-2-3 due up, and that's a good way to get started for Grass Lake. He's now 2-for-2, a triple, and now a single with a run scored. Fourth Grass Lake hit of the game. Nick Wilding still on the hill for Columbia Central. Sal Vitale at the plate. Pickoff, throw to first. Guthrie sliding back in. Keeping a close eye at him. Grass Lake not afraid to steal bases. We saw that in the first inning. Three steals for them. Really playing a big role in their 3-1 lead currently. Fastball misses high. Nick Wilding falling behind. 1-0 to Vitale at the plate, who reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Next pitch, swing and a laser right to third base, and then Guthrie caught in a jam, but he's able to step in safely as Ladd not able to cleanly make that catch and tag. So there's out number one.
Now batting number six, Jacob Collins.
Guthrie still at first. Jacob Collins now at the plate. Wilding glance over his left shoulder. First pitch to Collins. Gets the belt for strike one. Oh, one. Swing and a line drive. Hit and run executed here for Grass Lake. That's a base hit into left center field, rolling nearly deep back there, getting the wave home. Guthrie sliding in safe. Meanwhile, Collins advances to second. That's another RBI for Jacob Collins. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 4-1 score for Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Bottom of the third in the district semifinals. 2-for-2, three RBIs for Jacob Collins, and Columbia Central gonna have a mound visit here. Probably just chatting things over here. Might be pulling Wilding here. We'll see. Trying to get a different look here, as Columbia Central just has been able to consistently get good contact over Wilding. Currently one run on two hits in the inning. Runner on second with one out. Braden Lape at the plate. And they are going to put a new pitcher out there. Looks like it's going to be Connor Renfro, so we're going to step aside as he gets warmed up. Back in 60 seconds, Grass Lake leads 4-1 over Columbia Central on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence.
With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-1 lead, Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Pitching change for the Golden Eagles. Nick Wilding lasting 2 1/3 innings, allowing 4 runs on 5 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. He is being pulled in favor of Connor Renfro, starting the game at shortstop. Getting in the rest of his warm-up pitches here. Currently, Grass Lake in the bottom of the third inning. Runner on second base with one out. Collins at second, Braden Lapp at the plate.
Now pitching for Columbia Central.
So it looks like Wilding just swapping with Renfro there at second base, or at shortstop, I beg your pardon. There we go. Ready to resume. Renfro in the stretch. Another right-handed pitcher and a big swing and a miss for Lapp, falling behind 0-1. Lapp was actually the lone strikeout victim for Wilding there in the first inning. Able to keep him off balance with a mix of fastballs and changeups. Next one misses. One ball, one strike for Lapp. Renfro, another delivery. Swing and a foul tip. Falling behind 1-2. That one got the umpire, who needs to take the mask off, needs to take a few steps. It'll be okay. Looks like he said, I'm good. Had a little bit of a laugh about it. One ball, two strike for Braden Lapp. Runner on second with one out. Renfro trying to get some more consistent pitching here for Columbia Central as they try to fight back in this, and a swing and a miss. Second time Lapp has struck out here. Renfro coming in immediately with that strikeout. Brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, Destination District in Jackson County. That's out number two. 4-1 lead, Grass Lake. Runner on second, Brian Cook at the plate. Quick glance over the right shoulder and a step off now for Renfro as he started his windup. Jacob Collins loves to play games there when he's on the bases, trying to get into the heads of the opposing pitchers as the first pitch of fastball low and in gets the call, strike one. Bryant Cook, one for one. One run single in the first inning with a stolen base. Slow windup and then a tapper foul along the third baseline. Cook falls behind 0-2. In the stretch, Renfro once more. 0-2. Swing and a tapper on the right side now. Fighting that one off. Cook, a bit of an interesting swing there, trying to make the contact. Remains 0-2 with Renfro trying to get this third out. Trying to strand that runner at scoring position. Hold the deficit at three. 0-2 once more. That one misses inside. Good take for Cook. And now the catcher, Hoskins, threatening to make the throw there to pick off Collins. He steps back in. We saw that from him in that first inning. He kind of waited to steal third until after the pitch. Hoskins with a close eye on that. Now we got a little bit of a pop here to shallow right field, and a nice catch by Dankert, kind of leaping out, not even fully seeing the ball and making that catch. And that will be out number three, runners stranded in scoring position, but Grass Lake adds to their lead. One run on two hits. 4-1 lead over Columbia Central. Top of the fourth inning coming your way in 60 seconds. You've got the district baseball tournament on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-1 Grass Lake over Columbia Central, top of the fourth inning here at Clinton High School, brought to you by Columbia School District. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me on this slightly cloudy, slightly hazy, slightly breezy Saturday afternoon here in Clinton. 8-9-1 due up in the inning for Columbia Central, led off by the center fielder Peyton Denning. Colin Knight finishing off his warm-up pitches on the mound. Nice effort so far. Columbia Central, they've been doing a good job getting on base, but just executing with those runners in scoring position has been a problem for them. Knight doing a good job of not letting that pressure get to him and able to continue execute those pitches.
Now batting number nine, Peyton Denning.
Twice Columbia Central has had bases loaded with two outs, but not able to get that big swing to drive in some runs. Again, they started off 1-0 with that leadoff solo home run from Nick Wilding to dead center field, but since then, Grass Lake has seen their runs come across as we immediately got a swing and a grounder to third. Late throw after a hesitation and getting him in time. Denning out at first. One pitch, one out. Dylan Hammond was at this spot before, but was replaced already in what would have been his first plate appearance by Camden Ducate as a pinch hitter back in the second inning. Ducate remains in for this second plate appearance in this nine-hole slot. First pitch is a swing and a pop foul out of play to our right. Falls behind 0-1. He popped out in his second inning plate appearance. Ken Hammond, he tried to make a catch in the outfield, right field, and nearly had it, but kind of popped out of his glove and believe maybe got hurt on the play. 0-1 pitch. That one finds the zone up and in for the lefty hitter. And it's now 0-2. Colin Knight looking good here. Especially towards the bottom part of the order, just burning through. Did so with the same three hitters due up back in the second inning, able to retire them in order. It's been most of the top six hitters doing the damage, I guess, for both teams at this point. 0-2 swing. This one a short fly ball left center field. Diving attempt. That one out of the glove by Cook. And that's going to be a one-out single for Ducate. Again, a nice effort there. Looked like that was going to fall into the Bermuda Triangle of left field, center field, and shortstop. Cook nearly making the nice catch, but not able to haul that thing in. 7th hit for Columbia Central. But so far, just one run to show for it as we got a pickoff attempt at first. Ducate diving in. So that's a big hit for Ducate. Now top the order back with Nick Wilding. Trying to get something going for Columbia Central as the first pitch misses for ball one. For Nick Wilding, 1-for-2. Solo blast to get this thing going in the top of the first inning. Followed by a second inning strikeout. Another pickoff throw at first. Ducate safe. 4-1 Grass Lake lead here in the top of the fourth inning at Clinton High School. District semifinals. Winner takes on the host school, Clinton Red Wolves. Swing, line drive, right field. This one far and deep, and that one bangs off the fence. Ducate moving up to third. And Wilding holds back at first base. And that's a big one-out single. Back-to-back one-out singles for Columbia Central. Runners on the corners with one out. Eighth hit of the game for Columbia Central. Making good contact. Wilding really seeing the ball well in this one. Camden Ducate stands at third. Wilding standing at first. Now at the plate, Chase Ducate. Himself 1-for-2. Single back in the first, ground out in the third. He was also caught stealing in the first inning when he made it on base. Opportunity for Columbia Central to try to chip into this three-run deficit in the top of the fourth. First pitch, swing and a foul tip. Getting past the catcher, Laughlin. But of course, with the foul tip, play ruled dead. 0-1 for Ducate. Colin Knight again, he's done well under pressure today. Columbia Central just still putting themselves in situations where they can do some damage, but Knight. And 8 hits so far, just one run for Columbia Central. Swing and a line drive. That one right to the shortstop for out number 2. And then Wilding caught off first. Able to double him off. And that's a big double play for the Grass Lake Warriors. Oh my goodness. Columbia Central runners on the corners with just one out. And they see another opportunity pass them by. And Grass Lake holds in front 4-1. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 60 seconds. You've got high school baseball on WKHM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-1 Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Bottom of the fourth inning, brought to you by Columbia School District. Columbia Central's had plenty of chances in this one at the plate. 8 hits, but just one run to show for it, and it was on the first hit of the game, that leadoff home run for Nick Wilding in the top of the first inning. But since then, Colin Knight able to settle in on the mound despite all that contact. And Colin Knight, as a matter of fact, leading us off here for Grass Lake. 6-7-8 due up as the first pitch by Connor Renfro misses inside for ball one. Connor Renfro remaining on the hill in relief of Nick Wilding, getting the last two outs of the bottom of the third. Swinging a short fly to left field, and that's going to be over the glove. Duquette losing it in the clouds, not able to make that play. As a result, Knight moving up to second base on the error. First error of the game. Both teams doing a good job in terms of making their plays defensively, but Columbia Central, unfortunately, that's going to cost them with a runner in scoring position. Going to have a pinch runner now at second base as Knight goes back to the dugout. I believe that was Brody Hall, the senior, getting there on to second base with Gavin Killinger, the right fielder, now at the plate. First pitch in there for strike one. Next pitch. Fastball, top of the zone. It rolls away from Hoskins, but Hall not able to react to it quick enough. He has to step back into second base. One ball, one strike for Killinger. He's 0-for-1 with a second inning ground out. Wind up in the pitch from Renfro, swing and a foul tip behind. And it's now 1-2. Renfro trying to not let that error affect his pitching abilities on the hill. He knows it should be bases empty, one out here. But instead, runner on second with no outs, trailing 4-1. Swing and a miss. And there's the first out of the inning. Gavin Killinger goes down on strikes. Strikeout presented by Grass Lake Community Schools. And there's Renfro's second strikeout in four hitters in relief. This brings in the designated hitter, Manny Schaffran. Check swing on the first pitch. He held up in time on that pitch below the zone, and it's 1-0. 4-1 Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Grass Lake runner in scoring position here as they try to add to it. Line drive right field, and that's into the glove of Hammond. Make it Duquette. Of course, replacing Hammond for out number two.
Now batting number four, Cameron Prater. Number three.
Now at the plate, second baseman Cameron Prater, the nine-hole hitter. Trying to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake to add to their three-run lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, brought to you by Columbia School District. First pitch in there for strike one. from Connor Renfro. In the stretch, Renfro just staring there at second base to Hall, the pinch runner, and we got a swing and a foul pitch off to the right side. 0-2 now. Prater 0-for-1 with a second inning flyout. 0-2. Swing and a tapper, this one to the shortstop. Pickup throw to first is in time. Guthrie to Vitale to retire the side. I beg your pardon, that was Wilding to Ladd to end the inning. And Grass Lake not able to add to their lead. Despite that leadoff error, Knight able to reach all the way to second on that one. But Columbia Central, another chance to try to cut into this deficit. Top of the fifth inning is next. 4-1 the score here on WKHM. Back in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
This summer, Grass Lake celebrates 13 years of Music in the Park. First and third Wednesdays, May through September, enjoy Music in the Park with Ghost Rider DJ and local live performances running 6:30 to 8 p.m. Also, enjoy the Music Market that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. For more information and a list of performers, check out the Grass Lake Music in the Park Facebook page or ghostriderdj.com. We'll see you at the Events Park Pavilion this summer.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-1 lead, Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Now in the top of the fifth inning here at Clinton High School, brought to you by Columbia School District. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. We've got our first Grass Lake pitching change here. Manny Schaffran warming up in relief. Colin Knight so far on pace for the win. Went four innings. Only one run allowed on eight hits. One strikeout and one walk. So doing a good job of pitching in the clutch, if you will. Two times Columbia Central had bases loaded. And in the last inning as well, Columbia Central runners on the corners with just one out and able to prevent Columbia Central from getting more runs on the board. Instrumental in his team's current 4-1 lead as 3-4-5 due up for the Golden Eagles here in the top of the fifth inning, led off by the shortstop Connor Renfro, looking at the first two pitches out of the zone. 2-0 count. So Manny Schaffran now on the hill. Next one is going to be grounded right to shortstop. Pickup throw across the diamond to first in time. Guthrie to Vitale. Leadoff base runner retired there for Schaffran. Brings in the number four hitter, Lucas Calhoun. 1-for-1 in this one. Walked in the first inning and then a single in the third. Wind up in the pitch. Misses above the zone on the fastball. 1-0. That's always a part of the strategy here, especially in these tournaments, postseason tournaments. Do you roll with your best pitcher in the first game, or do you try to save your best pitcher for the second game? But of course, that's the dice roll, because then that puts you in a position like, oh shoot, we're losing. Now we got to bring in our best pitcher sooner than we thought just to try to stay in this thing. 1-1 after a fouled pitch on the right-hand side It's called strike two in the zone to Calhoun. 1-2 the count. Schaefran trying to get out number two here. Wind up in the pitch. Off speed, floats low and away for ball two. Mostly been pitching to contact today, both these teams as well. Just four combined strikeouts. As we got a swing and a foul tip out of play again off to the right side. That one rolling over nearly to the softball field here at Clinton. Two-two. Swing and another fouled pitch off to the right-hand side. That one nearly getting a spectator in the camping chair there. Along the fence on the first baseline. Still mostly cloudy here at Clinton. A little bit of that haze there on the right-hand side. That wildfire smoke from Canada in the last few days. Making its way here to Michigan as well as Wisconsin. Still 2-2 for Lucas Calhoun. Bases empty, one out. 4-1 Grass Lake lead, Columbia Central. Trying to mount pressure on the bases once more. 2-2. Swing and a tapper. This one, the third baseman, Lape, able to make the pickup. Throw across the diamond in time for out number two. So Manny Schaefran doing a good job in relief so far. Able to work his way through the middle part of the Golden Eagle batting order. But now he's got Tyler Ladd to contend with. First baseman so far 1-for-2. A single in the first inning and a pop out in the third. First pitch swing and a tapper foul that rolls behind home plate. 0-1 count. Past the halfway mark here, and this one looks like initially, especially out of the gates in that first inning, we could be in for a high-scoring affair, but the game really slowing down for both teams as we got a wave and a miss. Ladd falling behind 0-2, I believe. Next pitch. Called strike three, top of the zone. Ladd is caught looking. And that retires a side. That's Manny Schaefran's first strikeout in relief. Presented by Grass Lake Community Schools. And he retires Columbia Central in order in the top of the fifth inning, holding his Warriors in front 4-1. Bottom of the fifth is next. In 60 seconds, you've got high school baseball district tournament here on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Connor Renfroe remains on the mound for Columbia Central in relief as his Golden Eagles trail 4-1 to Grass Lake in the bottom of the fifth inning, brought to you by Columbia School District. Connor Dockery with you from Clinton High School for the high school baseball district semifinals. Winner takes on the host, Clinton. as Luke Guthrie leading us off for Grass Lake immediately grounds one to third. Calhoun makes the play over to Ladd at first for a quick first out on a single pitch.
Now batting number 24, Sal Vitale.
Renfro doing a good job in relief after Nick Wilding lasted 2 1/3 innings here in his start. No runs, no hits, 2 strikeouts. And now 2 innings of work in relief as Sal Vitale, the number 2 hitter in the Grass Lake order. He is at the plate looking at the first pitch high for ball one. In the stretch, next delivery, called strike one, fastball down Main Street. Vitale 0 for 2, reached on fielder's choice in the first inning, lined out in the third inning. He does have a stolen base and a run as well, as we've got a swing and a foul tip. Vitale falls behind 0-2, make it 1-2 against Connor Renfro. Renfro, again, doing a good job of holding the score where it's at, giving his team a chance to try to strike offensively. If they can finally break through. They've had tons of base runners all game. Swing and a miss. There's the second out. And the third strikeout in relief from Connor Renfro. Brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Base is empty, 2 outs. Here's the number 3 hitter, Jacob Collins, center fielder for the Warriors. And the first pitch runs in and gets him. It's our second hit batter of the game. First for Columbia Central's pitchers. And now Grass Lake with a runner on first. With 2 outs, Braden Lape at the plate. Boy, he's due. 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch from Renfro. Check swing in the dirt. It's ball one. 4-1 Grass Lake. It again started 1-0 for Columbia Central. As we got a pickoff play at first. Collins stepping back in. Nick Wilding, that leadoff home run in the top of the first inning, put Columbia up 1-0. And then Grass Lake responded with a 3-run bottom of the first, and they've stayed in front since, adding 1 run in the third inning. Columbia Central, meanwhile, couple bases loaded situations in this one that they've let go by, as well as runners on the corners with 1 out at one point. Swinging a line drive to center field, and Braden Lape able to break through with a 2-out single. Keeping the inning going, runners on first and second with 2 away. And the number 5 hitter, Bryant Cook, at the plate. First hit allowed by Renfro in relief as well for Columbia Central. So Grass Lake putting on some pressure now on Renfro in relief, trying to add to their lead as we enter the stretch run, last few innings here of our district semifinals. Cook immediately grounds one to short. Underhanded throw to second base from Wilding to Dankert to get the force out, and thus out number 3. So Grass Lake threatens again, 2 base runners on, not able to add to their total. Remains 4-1, Grass Lake over Columbia Central. But the final 2 innings, top of the 6th, coming your way next in 60 seconds on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-1. The score remains. Grass Lake over Columbia Central. District semifinals here at Clinton. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Columbia Central, another chance here. Twice they've been retired in order, like the last inning, but several chances. 8 hits and just 1 run to show for it so far. Just stout clutch pitching from Grass Lake across Colin Knight and now Manny Schaffran, who remains on the hill in relief. 6-7-8 due up for Columbia Central. Blake Hoskins leading off here. Looks at a pitch above the zone for ball one. And another one above the zone for ball two. Hoskins 1-for-1, hit by a pitch in the first. And had a base hit in the third. 2-0, that one high again. 3-0. Called strike one. Pitch right down Main Street there for Manny Schaffran. Hoskins sitting on something else there. 3-1, swing and a line drive. That one off the glove there of the shortstop, Guthrie. Throw across the diamond is not in time. Tough play there to make after bobbling that initial transaction. And Columbia Central, leadoff runner on base. They have not had a situation like this since the first inning. Of course, Nick Wilding, that solo home run, and then Chase Ducate after him able to get the single with nobody out. So good chance here for Columbia Central to chip into this deficit. Now Noah Dankert at the plate. Got a pinch hitter right here instead of Noah Dankert. It's going to be Hayden Haynes, the sophomore. Here we go. Hoskins at first, Haynes at the plate. Pitches in the dirt, skips away from Laughlin a little bit, but not far enough to get Hoskins moving. We've got a pinch runner there at first as well. Looking like a number 7. If that's the case, that's Jacob Jordan at first base. Next one, late swing and a miss for Haynes. And it's 1-1. Schaffran again coming in relief in the last inning. Able to retire Columbia Central in order. We got another swing and a miss. 1-2. But now with that leadoff error there, Hoskins reaching on base. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Well in front of that one, and that's another strikeout for Schaffran in relief. Strikeout presented by Grass Lake Community Schools, the Destination District in Jackson County. And there's the first out. Haynes just looking way out of sorts, just uncomfortable there at the plate. Schaffran doing a good job with his location as well. Runner on first with one out. Here's the number 8 hitter, center fielder Peyton Denning at the plate, who swings and misses on the first one to fall behind 0-1. Jordan at first, pinch runner. One out, 4-1, still the lead for Grass Lake. Now we got a line drive that skips into left field past the glove of the running Braden Lape trying to make that play. And now there's runners on first and second for Columbia Central with one out. Denning with his first hit here. And they add another hit to the total. Nine hits now for Columbia Central. Will this, the sixth inning, be the inning that the Golden Eagles finally break through? Here's Camden Ducate at the plate. Looks at the fastball on the top of the zone for strike one. Jordan at second, Denning at first. 4-1 Grass Lake lead, top of the sixth inning. Now a swing and a pop into foul territory. That one a little out of Lape's range to run that one down to make the catch, but it is a loss and 0-2 count now for Ducate. As good of an athlete as Braden Lape is, don't think he's going to be able to run that one down. Shafe ran on the hill for the Warriors looking for the second out. 0-2. Swinging a line drive. That one goes to the shortstop. Underhanded throw for the first out at second. And then the relay throw to first in time for the next out. Double play to end the inning. Great play there for Grass Lake Guthrie to Prater to Vitale. And Columbia Central, more base runners on, nine hits on the game, and they still just cannot break through and get runners home. Grass Lake holds in front 4-1. Bottom of the sixth, coming your way next in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-1 Grass Lake over Columbia Central. Bottom of the sixth inning here from Clinton High School. District semifinals. Last chance for Grass Lake to add to their lead before Columbia Central tries to rally in the top of the seventh inning. I'd like to thank Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and Grass Lake Community Schools for supporting us in our coverage today, as well as Tuttle Concrete and Ghost Rider DJ. 6-7-8 due up for the Grass Lake Warriors, led off by Colin Knight. Connor Renfro remaining on the mound in relief, and his first pitch is in the dirt on the fastball. For ball one. Knight 0 for 2 in this one. 1-0 is called strike one at the knees. Knight grounded out in the first inning into a double play and then reached on an error in the fourth. 1-1 swing and a grounder. This one in the gap between third and short, and it's a leadoff single for Colin Knight. Seventh base hit of the game for Grass Lake. And for the third time today, they have the leadoff runner on. We also have a pinch runner there in place of Knight. It's going to be Kobe Sandoval, the sophomore. Going to be a meeting here with two of the umpires and one of the Grass Lake coaches, of course, trying to get that pinch runner in, I believe. Gavin Killinger at the plate. Looks like we're actually going to get a different pinch runner here. So it was Kobe Sandoval. They're going to send him to the dugout. We'll see who they're bringing out. Okay. Going to be instead Walker McKibben. He comes in as the pinch runner. McKibben now at first with Gavin Killinger at the plate. Nobody out. 4-1 Grass Lake here in the bottom of the sixth. Now a bunt attempt shown initially by Killinger. He holds off as the pitch is low for ball one. Killinger 0 for 2. A ground out and a strikeout in the second and fourth innings here. 1-0. Called strike one on the top of the zone. With another good fastball location there for Connor Renfroe. 1-1. In relief. As we got a check throw at first, McKibben diving in safely. 2 2/3 innings. Renfroe, no runs on one hit, 3 strikeouts, no walks. Next delivery, swing and a miss for Killinger. 1-2 with Renfroe hunting that first out. Again, this is Grass Lake's last chance to add to their lead before trying to shut things down in the top of the seventh. Pitch misses low, trying to get Killinger fishing. He's not having it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Renfroe, quick glance over his left shoulder. And a pickoff throw at first. McKibben just able to dive in safely there. Nice throw there. Trying to lead Ladd into that quick pick and tag. 2-2 now on its way, swinging a foul tapper on the left-hand side over towards the Grass Lake dugout. Killinger staying in there with this 2-2 count. Renfroe in the stretch, one more 2-2. That one taken low and away. Count runs full. Killinger putting together a great plate appearance right here. Trying to get more base running pressure against Renfroe here. Renfroe, another glance over his left shoulder. 3-2 payoff. Swinging a line drive. This one skips over the third baseman, Calhoun. Back-to-back base hits for Grass Lake to get going in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two runners on with nobody out. Leading by 3 over Columbia Central. And this brings in the designated hitter turned relief pitcher, Manny Chafran. McKibben at second, Killinger at first. First pitch to Chafran, showing bunt. It's going to land foul off to the right side. Two hits in the inning now. 3 hits allowed by Renfroe in relief since coming in the third inning. And a step off now. McKibben caught in a rundown between second and third. Quick throw and the tag out for out number one. So now just the runner on first with one out. Chafran steps back in with this 0-1 count. Now a pickoff throw to first with Killinger diving in safely. In the stretch, Renfroe 0-1. Another bunt attempt that will land foul again on the right side. And It's now 0-2. That probably takes the bunt away. Right here from Schaefran. If he misses it, it's going to be a strikeout. If he lands foul as well, also a strikeout. 0-2. Late swing and a miss. And there's strike number three. Fourth strikeout in relief from Connor Renfro. Strikeout brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. And there's the second out of the inning. Here's the nine-hole hitter. Second baseman Cameron Prater. 4-1 Grass Lake over Columbia Central in the district semifinals. Winner takes on Clinton. Swing, fly ball, right center field, run down, diving play, not successful by Denning in center field. Runner comes in to score. Killinger all the way from first. And that's a big one-out single with a run for Cameron Prater, the nine-hole hitter. With a big Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBI, they're now 5-1. Big insurance run for Grass Lake. With the top of the order back now, Luke Guthrie, the shortstop at the plate. First pitch in there for strike one. One run on three hits in the inning. For Grass Lake from the bottom of their order, too, which has not had success to this point in this one. But coming through in a big way. A one pitch on its way from Renfro. That one's off the plate, bounces off of Hoskins' glove. But not far enough for Prater to chance it for second base. 1-1 count. Renfro in the stretch. Quick glance over his left shoulder and now makes the pickoff throw. Prater back in. Now here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul pop out of play over the Columbia Central dugout on the right-hand side. 1-2. Renfro trying to get out of the inning here. As his team looks to rally from down four in the top of the seventh. 1-2 from Renfro. Swing and a line drive foul along the third baseline. Guthrie, I beg your pardon, he's behind 1-2. Now Prater there at first. Guthrie having a day at the plate, 2-for-3. Looks at a ball low and away. Good take there, 2-2 now. Guthrie triple to lead the bottom of the first off. And a single in the third with a ground out in the fifth. 2-for-3 with two runs scored. 2-2. Swinging a pop to the right side, shallow right field, and the second baseman, Dankert, able to come over to make the catch. And that'll do it for the bottom of the sixth inning. Grass Lake adding one to their total on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 5-1, Grass Lake leading. Top of the seventh, last chance for Columbia Central coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Grass Lake trying to hang on here. And Manny Schaffran going for the three-inning save. Columbia Central here in the top of the seventh inning. This is it, trying to rally from down four. And it's led off by their number one hitter, Nick Wilding. First pitch in there for strike one. Say it time and time again, he led this thing off with a solo home run to put Columbia Central up 1-0, but since then, nothing to show for it. Since that solo home run, 8 hits, no runs. Just great clutch pitching from Grass Lake across Colin Knight and now Manny Schaffran. Now with a 2-1 count. Wilding so far 2-for-3, home run, single, and a strikeout in this one. 2-1 swing and a grounder, just foul along the first baseline. And it's now 2-2. Schaffran in relief, pitching the last two innings. No runs on one hit, two strikeouts, no walks. One of those strikeouts looking as well. Solid, solid stuff in relief. 2-2 on its way. Swing and a pop to shallow left field. The shortstop coming in to make the catch in Luke Guthrie for out number one.
Number 17, Chase Ducate.
Like to thank Coldwell Banker by Swinger Realty Group and Columbia Schools for their support in today's broadcast. District semifinals here from Clinton. Bases empty, one out, 5-1 Grass Lake lead. Chase Ducate now at the plate for Columbia Central. First pitch missing for ball one. Ducate 1-for-3. Single and a ground out and a line out. Also caught stealing. Pitch in there, strike one. Broke the plane on that last one. 1-1 on the way from Schaffran. Swing and a foul tip. 1-2. Schaffran, solid, solid stuff in relief. Colin Knight on pace for the win, and Schaffran, if he's able to shut things down in the inning, he'll have that three-inning save. Came in when his team was up three. Oh, and a bounce here, a grounder. That one going right to Guthrie at short and then took a wild high bounce up and over him. That's a one-out single for Ducate. Wow. That's what happens. Any field, that can happen. That's the interesting part of the game. So Ducate, 2-for-4. Runner on first. With one out, Connor Renfroe at the plate. Wind up in the pitch, grounder along the third baseline, and that is ruled foul by the home plate umpire. Now we've got some groans from the Columbia Central supporters there. Oh, 1. Renfroe 1-for-3. Next one. That one's off the plate on the fastball. 1-ball, 1-strike. One swing, grounder. This one in the gap between short and third. And Columbia Central could be putting something together here. Back-to-back base hits with just one out. Trailing 5-1 here in the top of the seventh. Trying to leave it all out there on the field. This is it for them. So those back-to-back base hits, now three hits allowed in relief by Manny Schaffran. No runs yet by him in relief. Now at the plate's Lucas Calhoun. First pitch in there for strike one. 1-for-2 Calhoun, single in the third, ground out in the fifth, and a walk back in the first. A one swing and a pop. This one behind home plate. Is it playable? No, it's not. It's in the crowd. And it's now 0-2 for Calhoun. Schaffran ready to go once more. 0-2. In the dirt, skips away from the catcher, but neither base runner moves up. Still just runners in first, at first and second with one out. 1-2 count now for Calhoun. Quick glance to second. Now the next pitch, another fouled pitch. Up and out of play to the right side. Still hanging in there, trying to mount the pressure on Schaffran here in relief. At this point with two runners on, tying runs still in the on-deck circle, so Calhoun's got to make it on base here. Next pitch. Breaking pitch off the plate. Couldn't catch the edge. It's 2-2. Good take there. Swing and a miss. Was that foul tipped in the dirt? Ooh, that was foul tipped in the dirt. You could just hear that little tink on the edge of the bat. And lucky that that went in the dirt. That could have been right in the glove there of Laughlin for the strikeout. But no, still hanging alive, still 2-2. Next pitch, another foul behind. Calhoun putting together a good plate appearance right here, mounting the pressure, racking up that pitch count of Schaffran. Making it tough to get that second out. 2-2 again, in the dirt, running the count full. Plot thickens here. Columbia Central trying to rally here, down 5-1. To Grass Lake in the top of the seventh inning. District semifinals here at Clinton. Make it 3-2, swing line drive left field. Is that fair? It is fair. One run scores. And Calhoun advancing all the way to second. Big one run double for Lucas Calhoun. And it's now 5-2. Wow. Great plate appearances throughout the game, and Calhoun putting together probably the best one in the game right there, just fouling off several pitches, making it tough to punch him out, and able to come through with a big one-run double. What a spot right there with that RBI presented by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Chase Duquette scores from second. Connor Renfro moves up to third. Calhoun at second. And now a mound visit here for Grass Lake. We'll see if they decide to go to a different pitcher to try to get these last two outs. Lead cut to 3. And two runners on. So now the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Tyler Ladd. So got the first out, Nick Wilding popped out to start the inning, and then a single from Duquette, single from Renfro, and then a double from Calhoun with a run. Ladd at the plate, first pitch. They're leaving Schaffran on the hill. The first pitch misses for ball one. Next delivery, that one's low. Ball two, Schaefrin. That's what happens when you have the pressure mounting. Columbia Central not going down without a fight here in the seventh. Next one, swing and a grounder. Is that fair? It's fair. It skips over third base. Two runs will score. And a two-run single from Tyler Ladd, bringing Columbia Central to within one in the top of the seventh. My, oh my, four consecutive base hits in the seventh inning. Two big Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBIs for Tyler Ladd. And that'll do it in relief for Manny Schaefrin. Grass Lake going to turn to another arm to try to get these last two outs. Winner moves on to take on Clinton in the district finals. Again, Columbia Central making it tough on Grass Lake. Currently 5-4, top of the seventh inning, one out, runner on first. We're going to step aside in 60 seconds. We're going to come back to this one as we look at our roster right here. Noah Orban coming in to warm up. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
This summer, Grass Lake celebrates 13 years of Music in the Park. First and third Wednesdays, May through September, enjoy Music in the Park with Ghost Rider DJ and local live performances running 6:30 to 8 p.m. Also, enjoy the Music Market that runs from 4 to 7 p.m. For more information and a list of performers, check out the Grass Lake Music in the Park Facebook page or ghostriderdj.com. We'll see you at the Events Park Pavilion this summer.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This thing is not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. 5-4. Columbia Central making a rally in the top of the seventh. Currently a runner on first with one out. Trailing by four coming into the inning. Manny Schaefrin in relief able to get the first out on the first hitter, and then four consecutive base hits for Columbia Central, now pulling to within one, tying run at first base, and the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Blake Hoskins. We do have a pinch runner as well there at first base. First pitch fouled away by Hoskins. It's 0-1. Now Noah Orban trying to get this two-out save. First pitch in there for in there for strike two after the foul. And it's now 0-2. Next one in the dirt. Skips away from Laughlin. And now moving up to second on the wild pitch. Oh, my goodness. Jordan Dankert, the pinch runner. Nice move up. Tying run in scoring position here. 1-2. Swing and a miss for Blake Hoskins. And that's the second out. Big strikeout from Noah Orban. Strikeout brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Wow. And now Columbia Central down to their final out. But again, runner on second, trailing by one here in the top of the seventh. Now at the plate, it's Noah Dankert. Oh, one. That one misses low. Good take. Just below the zone, 1-1. So Manny Schaffran in relief. Again, looked solid there for two innings, but then ultimately ended with three runs on five hits, two strikeouts. Now we got a swing and a pop foul out of play. And this brings Columbia Central to their final strike potentially of the season. 1-2 count. Two outs, runner on second, trailing by one here in the top of the seventh. Noah Dankert trying to come through here at the plate. 1-2 in the dirt, but a good block by Laughlin prevents the other Dankert from moving up from second. Now a quick mound visit here for Noah Orban to try to settle him down, try to get this last strike, try to get this last out. Mound visit subsiding again, just trying to settle him down. 2-2, two outs, runner on second. One run game. 5-4 Grass Lake. Columbia Central trying to tie this thing up. Ready to go. Noah Orban in the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a chopper. This one going to short. Throw across to first. In time. Guthrie to Vitale. Able to shut the door on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. And Grass Lake guts out a 5-4 win over the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Wow. Columbia Central certainly didn't go down without a fight, scoring three runs on four hits in the top of the seventh inning. But then Grass Lake turning to Noah Orban to try to get the last two outs, and he does. A strikeout and a ground out, preventing that go-ahead run from scoring on base. Able to get the last two outs and does the save. So we're going to go through some stats here, break this thing down. So it all started 1-0 Columbia Central in the first inning. That leadoff solo home run from Nick Wilding. And then since all the way until the seventh, they went cold. Several base hits, though. They went cold in terms of scoring runs. Just could not bring those runs across. Several in scoring position as well. A couple bases loaded opportunities. Not able to cap. Not able to convert. Not able to cash in on those. And Grass Lake jumped in front. Three runs in the bottom of the first inning. Specifically a two-run double from Jacob Collins and a one-run single from Bryant Cook. They added one in the third on another one-run single from Jacob Collins and another one in the sixth, one-run single from Cameron Prater. Then that big rally, top of the seventh inning, Columbia Central. Nick Wilding popped out to start the inning, and then four consecutive hits from Chase Ducate, Connor Renfro, Lucas Calhoun, and Tyler Ladd, pulling Columbia Central to within one. And then Noah Orban coming in relief, getting those last two outs. What a thriller. This is exactly what you want to see for postseason baseball in a very tough district as well. The four teams alive in the semi, going into the semifinals, all ranked in the top 25. That's really tough. We saw a tough Green Hills team going down to Clinton for the first semifinal here, and then of course Grass Lake able to take down a great Columbia Central school as well in their own right. And now that sets up a very interesting district final here with Clinton and Grass Lake. Clinton winning 5-2 over Green Hills, and now Grass Lake winning 5-4 over Columbia Central. So that's going to do it here for the district semifinals here. Once again, final score 5-4, Grass Lake over Columbia Central. We're going to send it back to regular programming for the next 30 minutes or so. 20-30 minutes, and then we'll come back here to Clinton High School for the district championship between Grass Lake and Clinton. You're listening to high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.